Welcome to the podcast, Prophecy Insights with Bro Steph. Today is October 18, 2016. Title of today's podcast, UNESCO versus God. Well, if you're like me and you heard the news that UNESCO has made a brilliant decision that the Temple Mount was never part of Jewish history, it angered you and caused you to put your head in your hands, saying to yourself, you got to be kidding me. Now, in the scriptures, the Lord tells us that in Matthew 24, Luke 21, he says, you know, the world, they're going to hate you because they hated me first. And God says, only a fool says in his heart that there is no God. And for UNESCO and the 56 nations that said that the Temple Mount doesn't belong in Jewish history, that the Jews have no connection to the Temple Mount, is in its face lying, number one, and number two, an insult against the God of Israel and the God of the universe, because God says in the Word that Jerusalem's his beloved. And we know that Melchizedek was a priest and a minister unto the Lord. And where was he headquartered? Jerusalem, the king of Salem. Jerusalem. And we know that the Lord went up with the disciples, his disciples, up into the temple. And we, And we know that in 70 AD, the Roman Empire demolished, ransacked the temple, took all the gold from it because they set it ablaze, and they picked all the gold out of the stones, turned the stones, just threw all the stones down. So the temple, like Jesus said, it would happen. He said, you know, in 3 days, right, he would destroy this temple. Well, the Romans just totally demolished the temple. Now we have artifacts that have surfaced because the Muslim Waqf, who controlled the Temple Mount, which is the Jordanian government, they decided to do some digging in the area. They took all the artifacts and threw them in a trash heap. Well, the Jews have gone through, painstakingly gone through that trash heap, and now they have put together the actual floor to Solomon's temple. We now know, the temple of King Herod. We actually know, which was Solomon's temple, we actually know what the floor, the tile mosaics looked like. And they've assembled all of that. But let's not confuse our facts. According to UNESCO, the Jews have no relationship to the Temple Mount. Now, wouldn't that just be convenient for them so they could give all of Jerusalem over to God's enemies? The Arabs, the Palestinians, and internationalize the entire city and make it a one world government educational center for you to come and have your minds poisoned with global thought and the new global religion, which we all know is global warming. Well, that's my report for today. We see the Bible coming together. We see the prophecies coming together in clarity as never before. And now we see that the hatred of the world runs so deep that in the face of historical data, they still hold on to their deceptions, their lies, and have proclaimed that the Temple Mount and the Jews have no claim one to the other, which we all know is a lie fabricated by Satan himself to continue the division and the spiritual warfare that goes on between Satan and God to this day, and it is intensifying. So what does this mean for us? What's the solution? The solution is, it's okay to be angry when a lie is perpetrated. That's an obvious lie. It's okay to be angry and to voice that anger. That's what I do with this podcast. If something makes me angry, I voice it. I have a platform to do that. If you're on Facebook or you're use Twitter, voice your anger over this issue and talk about how absurd it is. The other thing we should do is go to the Lord and talk to the Lord about how this makes us feel and allow Him through His Spirit to put our emotions and our thoughts in balance with Him and His Word so that we can use this as a witnessing tool to help others come to know Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior. This leads me to my next thought. If you're a believer and you're not walking as close to the Lord as you would like, now is a good time to close your eyes, bow your head, make repentance. Seek to confess your sin before the Lord. Seek to share your heart with the Lord and to invite Him to come into your life in such a way as to overshadow you with His Spirit and tell Him that you want to grow closer to Him and ask Him for His help. About 20 years ago, I experienced a real cold spell in my walk with the Lord. And what I did is I asked God for His help and committed to reading one verse a day and to pray over that verse. To my amazement, as I read that verse, as I prayed to the Lord over that verse, this warmth and depth in my relationship with God came flooding back into my heart. I'd like to encourage you to do that as well. If you're a believer and your relationship is going well with the Lord, then pray for those around you who don't know Him and ask Him to open a window of witness, of opportunity for you to talk to those around you. And if you're listening to my voice and you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, stop what you're doing, open the book of Romans chapter 10, read it, and then confess your sin to the Lord and ask Him to come into your life and to save you. That's the most important decision you'll ever make in your life. Do it today while the window, the door is open. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I have to bring it to an end. I'll talk to you again real soon. Keep looking up. Jesus is coming back soon. And remember to live out your faith. Bye for now.